And tonight, let's hear what the Lord wants to speak to us. And what the Lord wants to speak to us is the prison of the former things. The prison of the former things. Let's go to a verse. Isaiah chapter number 43. Isaiah chapter number 43 and verse number 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, verse number 18, 19. Do not remember the former things, underline the former things, nor consider the things of old. Underline the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Okay, so this word says, this scripture is saying that behold, the Lord is doing a new thing in your life and it shall spring forth. But before that new thing would manifest, before you behold the new thing, you cannot behold the new thing until and unless you let go of the former things and let go of the things of old. Okay, now I can use the word past, but I'm not using the word past because the Bible considers using the word former things or things of old or the things that are behind. So things that are that have past or the things of old or the former things, you have to let go of it for you to start beholding the vision of the new season. Okay, now where does the former things exist? How does the former things work? What is the prison of former things? We will come to that slowly and we will look at it step by step. But this is the word. It says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. And then it says, behold, I will do a new thing. Okay, let's go to another word in Philippians chapter number 3. Philippians chapter number 3. And verse number 13 and 14. Philippians 3, verse number 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Underline that. So Apostle Paul is saying, one thing I am doing, and one thing I am very careful to observe, to do what? To forget the things that have passed, to forget the things that are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So the call of God is upward and not downward. The call of God is to heaven and not to the earth, or not to the grave, or not to the or not to dead things. The call of God is upward. The call of God is to the things of heaven, to the things that are alive, to the things that have risen. The call of God in Christ Jesus is not to the things that are downward. And for doing so, he said, one thing I am doing, what? Forgetting those things which are behind. So he is saying, I am letting go of the former things. I'm letting go of the things of old, the things that are behind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, where are the former things exist? Former things exist in one of the faculties of your mind. Former things would exist is existing in one of the faculties of your mind. And that faculty has a great power and impact to even control your future and your present. That is where the former things exist. Everything that happens in your life, everything that you see, everything that happens with you, there is a memory unit where it is stored in your imagination, and those are the former things. And if that is not it, that is a cell, that is a prison in which a person can live. Former things. Are we understanding? But the Bible says, Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Now, behold, I will do a new thing among you. So as a Christian, I am telling you, most of the Christians are living in a prison cell. The name of the prison cell is the prison cell of the old things, of the former things, which are still controlling them. You might say, oh, former things is just the past. There are many faculties of the former things. We will come to that. But are we understanding what God wants to speak to us tonight? Hallelujah. What are former things? Former things are the memories of the past stored in the mind, simply. Okay, write it down. Former things are the memories of the past stored in the mind. The former things gives us the reminder of its existence and controls even when we live in the future. The former things gives us the reminder of its existence and controls even when we live in the future by taking our mind back into the happenings and the experience of the past. Are we together? The former things gives us the reminder of its existence and controls even when we are living in the future by taking our mind back into the happenings and experience of the past. You might be living in the present, but actually your mind is in the past, because the former things are impacting your mind with the reality of what happened behind. Maybe you are sitting here and looking at me and listening to me, but your mind is still living in the past because it has been caged by the experiences and by the happenings of former things. Hallelujah. People of God, before we go ahead, can we shout amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay.
Okay. Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. Now let's go to the scripture. Let's go to the scripture. I hope to complete this topic tonight itself, but I don't know how. There are many things in this topic, but I hope to complete it tonight itself. But if not, we will move ahead in the next meeting. But I hope to complete this tonight itself, which will be good for all of us. Then the next one is the former things. Now we are coming to the scripture. The former things is a faculty or a member of the flesh. Write it down. The former things is a faculty or a member of the flesh that operates through the carnal mind. Okay? The former thing is a faculty or a member of the flesh that operates through the carnal mind. Now, I want you to turn with me to Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8. Let's start from verse number 1 onwards. Remember what I said to you. The former things is a faculty or member of the flesh that operates or functions through the carnal mind. Now, we will read Romans chapter number 8 to look at what does that means. Romans chapter number 8. It says, verse number 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Underline condemnation. The word condemnation is in consideration or in context to guilt, to condemnation. Guilt, shame, condemnation. So Apostle Paul is writing, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? It means who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. For those who live according to the flesh. So what did I say? The former things is a faculty or a member of the flesh. So those who are living according to the flesh set their mind on what? On the things of the flesh. are setting their mind on the things that are of old, that have passed by, that are the former things. Okay, and which kind of mind is that? That mind is called carnal mind. For those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Things of the Spirit are the things to behold, the new things. The upward call of God in Christ Jesus, what Apostle Paul is talking about. Those are the things of the Spirit. The Spirit never makes you look back. The Spirit always gives you a vision of things that are supposed to happen. The things that are in front of you, or not of the things that are at your back. Okay. Hallelujah. God walks. How do we walk? We walk forward. Whenever you will see God coming in the midst of his people, he walks forward. But there is a satanic ritual where they walk backwards. They take you to the former things. Remember, how many of you know Michael Jackson? You know Michael Jackson? He passed away. He used to do moonwalk. That is a backward walk. You don't know. Many people who dance, who like dancing, they do that moonwalk. Moonwalk is a reverse walking. A backward walk. Once my friend had a dream. And in that dream, he explained that dream to me, because he was seeking interpretation. So he wanted the help. So he explained that dream to me. He saw a big house, a beautiful house. And there was a fountain in front of the house. And it was looking so beautiful, so beautiful. But when he saw, he was taken like this above to look from an elevated position. And he saw there were snakes inside the fountain water. There were snakes all around from an elevated position. Then he was taken inside the house. And then he saw a man in that house. When he saw the man inside the house, he saw holes inside the house from where the snakes were coming. And there were snakes coming out or going inside. And he saw this man as the owner of the house walking backwards. And when he was walking backwards, the snakes which were coming out of the holes, he was stepping on those snakes, and something in that place was getting activated when he was stepping on those snakes. And I told him, God is trying to show you something. Though the house looks beautiful, it's something about your ancestral line who is reversing your destiny, who is taking you always back to the former things. Reverse walking. Okay, are we understanding? The faculty of the mind which dwells on the former things, the faculty of the mind which is a storage house of the memories of the past, is dangerous if it is not dealt with. Stay with me. We are going to go into something very, very important. It's very dangerous. Where I was? We were on Romans chapter number 8. It says, for those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit are to behold, is in front of you. As Apostle Paul said, one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, looking forward to those things which are ahead of me, which are in front of me. Are we understanding? We are all traveling and on a spiritual journey towards a certain city, that is the promised land. The promised land is not behind of us, it's in front of us. And we are traveling towards that. But what is in behind of us, to the back of us, is Egypt, where we were living. That are the former things. And that former thing has a great hold, that even we are physically outside of it, but spiritually, we are actually inside of the former things. The prison cell of the former things. Are we understanding? So, verse number 6, Romans 8, verse number 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Okay. Listen to me what I'm saying now. What did I say? Former things is a faculty member of the flesh that operates through the carnal mind. How does it operate? Now, this is the word I used to explain it to you. Those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. And one of the faculty of the flesh is the former things. And the mind that is set on the former things is the carnal mind. So former things is the faculty member of the flesh that operates through a carnal mind. That operates through a carnal mind. How does it operate through the carnal mind? Okay. The former things reinforces, listen to me. The former things reinforces the impact of the past sins through guilt, condemnation by the remembrance of it. It instigates you to fall into the sins of the past by making you feel that you can never be free. So continue to do it. So continue to do it. Okay, stay with me. The people in their life before coming to Christ, before repenting, who were addicted to sleeping with women, who were addicted to pornography. Now they came to Christ. They left pornography. They left adultery. They left fornication. Okay? But when they are living their life in Christ, anything, something that comes before their eyes as a picture in the future, in the present, that again reminds them of the things they watched and of the things they did. It is, are we understanding that? Okay, let me use another simple example. A man who was in love with a girl, and without getting married to the girl, without getting married to the woman, the man slept with the woman. That is fornication. Where there is a sexual relationship outside of marriage, without a marriage. So-called live-in relationships that happens in the West and also happens in India. Live-in relationship where a boy and a girl lives together, have sexual relationship, physical relationship without the covenant of marriage. So around 3 years, the person lived with the woman and had physical relationship without marriage. And then there was some problem. They separated from each other. They separated from each other. And then what happened is the man got married to a new woman. And got married to the new woman. And then when he got married to the new woman, there were conflicts in the marriage. And somewhere on the picture on the Instagram, he saw the picture of the old girlfriend. And when he saw the picture of the old girlfriend, immediately his mind was pulled to the past, of the things that he did in the past. Oh, you know what? This girl was better than my wife. So that carnal mind set on the former things, dwelling on the former things of the sins of the past. And if you succumb to that, if you submit to that, that former things can drag you into the things of the past. Oh, I am pissed off with my wife. This is my wife. Can I get back to my beautiful girlfriend that I had in the past? And then he is instigated to text the person. Or he instigated to message or call that person. How are you? I want to meet you. And then when the person meets the old girlfriend, the things of the past are reignited. The lust of the past is reignited. And then adultery is committed. So all these things, lust, adultery, why it is happening? Because of the cage of the former things. Are we understanding? There is the hallelujah. The former things reinforces the impact of the past sins. Do we understand that? People who are addicted to alcohol before they came to Christ. Some of them, they say, oh, I don't want to smell alcohol, because if I smell alcohol, once I was addicted to it, their mind is the former things. And I will be again attracted to drink another bottle of alcohol. Take it and drink it. Because something that they see, something that they encounter, again reminds them of the past and makes them feel guilty that they have still not overcome. And they are still having a strong attraction towards it. The former things is dangerous. Are we understanding? So that is what I am talking about. I am talking that the carnal mind, when it is set on the former things, it leads you into a life of sin. It leads you into a life of condemnation. You might think, I'm still feeling like that. And you feel it makes you, the former things makes you feel defeated, and then to continue into that sin, to continue doing that things. Let me read that again. The former things reinforces the impact of the past sins through guilt, condemnation by the remembrance of it. It instigates you to fall into the sins of the past by making you feel that you can never be free. So continue to do it. The former things, the things that you did in the past, the memories of it, those are realities that are still holding a person back. Hallelujah. The works that the members of the flesh produces, listen to me, the works that the members of the flesh produces are rooted and they birth from the former things. Some of the works of the flesh that is produced by the flesh are rooted and they birth from the former things, from the things of the past. Turn with me to Galatians chapter number 5. Turn with me to Galatians chapter number 5. And verse number 19 to 21. 19 to 21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are, now I will tell you which works of the flesh are orchestrated by the past memories, by the former things. Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outburst of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Okay, from these things, most of it are rooted and birthed because of the things of the past. Starting from adultery. Adultery does not start when you sleep with a woman, even though you are married to another woman. Adultery starts when for the first time you looked at the woman and you coveted that woman in your heart, and it was stored in your memory. Fornication. Now there are so many marriages that is destroyed because of the former things, because of the things of the past. So many marriages that are ruined, so many marriages where God is not in control because there is adultery in those relationships. There is betrayal in those relationships. Why? Because of things of the past. I have seen people who have committed fornication without marriage with a man and then got married to another man. Now in the church, and now whenever the person in the church whom this girl slept with appears in front of them, they feel guilty because both of them, that is the former things, that is the hold of the past. Do we understand that? Adultery, fornication happens when you, oh, that was my childhood crush, and you coveted, you imagined from the past, you loved in the flesh, and then that in the future, those thoughts led you to sin. Pornographic pictures in your mind led you to adultery, which were stored in your mind. The former things led you to do those things. Adultery, fornication, hatred is also a product of the former things. Oh, that person did like this to me. That person cheated me. Oh, that person insulted me. Something that is of the past. Some problem, some insult or criticism that you faced from someone in the past, you are still holding in the present, is hatred. Where did it came from? The former emotions are still controlling your mind. Do we see that? Some of the works of the flesh are rooted in the former things. This is, I am just still on the introduction part, beloved. We have not even went to the faculties of the former things. I am just introducing to you what is the former things. And then when we go into the faculties, you will know how dangerous is the prison of former things. Hatred, contentions, jealousy. Jealousy. Someone went ahead of you and you still hold that thought in your mind. He went ahead, you are here. Let that person go, but you are still jealous of the person. It's something, a memory in your mind that is controlling your present by jealousy. You see that? Saul, who was so jealous of David, because why? David was more praised. David was praised by people more than Saul. And then he knew that David was the next one. David was anointed by God. He knew all those stuff. And he was holding David. He was holding the things David did. He was, you know, Saul killed his thousands and David killed 10,000s. When they returned from the war, people were crying, Saul killed 10,000. David killed his, Saul killed 1,000. David killed his 10,000. So Saul listened to that song that people were singing about David. And he returned to his room and still that sound was ringing in his mind. Something that he listened formerly was still holding his mind. Has it ever happened to you? Something a person told you 10 years back, it still rings in your mind. And still creates hatred, still creates jealousy. It's the prison of former things. That is the kind of hold it has on you. Hallelujah. This group is silent tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Something, it rings in your mind. Someone praise someone else more than you. Now 5 years have passed by. It still is in your mind. Sometimes you, before you go to sleep, sometimes you get up with the thought which was 5 years back. You are in the prison of former things and you need to come out quickly. Yes. Has it ever happened to you? You woke up and you woke up with heavy thoughts. What were the thoughts? If you investigate those thoughts were the things of old. Those thoughts are the things of old. Those thoughts are the things that happened to you. Hatred, contentions, jealousy, outburst of wrath. Outburst of wrath does not come suddenly. You get angry. You get outburst of wrath is the extreme form of anger. It does not come suddenly. Suddenly you get so angry, not only angry, there is an outburst of wrath in you against your wife. Why are you flowing in that wrath against your wife? Because you tell your wife, this did not happen today. My reaction to your action is because what had you had been doing from 2 years with me. So you were storing up things in your mind, former things. And then after a point of time, you react because of the things that you were holding in your mind, former things. Outburst of wrath is a result of thinking, of storing up things in your mind, former things. Selfish ambitions. Before I encountered Jesus, and as well, when I encountered Jesus, I was in the Merchant Navy. When I encountered Jesus, I was in the Merchant Navy. And I was in the Merchant Navy because I had an ambition to be on the ship and go around the world and so on and so forth. That was my ambition. I have left it, the former thing. When I came to Christ, and it has been 11 years almost now, I have forgotten it. I have left it. I never consider, I would have been better if I was in the merchant ship and I was doing that job rather than doing this. No, I never think like that. Selfish ambitions that you hold on to. It's a result of the former things. It's the result you saw Ronaldo when you were a child, 12 years old, and you always wanted to be like Ronaldo. But when you grow up, when you come to Christ, God shows you a different direction and tells you, my son, you are not a football player. You are a prophet. But you still covet that fame. You still covet that money that follows Ronaldo. When you were a childhood, selfish ambition is a result of the former things. Envy, murders. There are, you know, if you investigate, if you are interested in studying crime cases, most of the crime cases where there was a murder, someone murdered someone, you will see the murder happened, most of the cases, the murder happened, the person murdered the other person because of something the person did to this person 10 years back. And after 10 years, when he found a chance, after 5 years, after 15 years, murders. Cain and Abel, remember that? Cain was holding Abel in his heart because of an incident. The incident was Abel's offering was accepted, mine offering was not accepted. He was holding that in his mind. The thoughts were in the former things. He did not just let it go. You know what? Because I was at fault, my offering was not accepted. I forget about it. He was holding. Why did God do like that? Why did God do like that? And at last, that thought of the past led him to murder Abel. Murders, envy. I am trying to show you how the former things is actually the product of the works of the flesh. Envy, murders, drunkenness. Go and do a survey and ask 10 drunken people. Don't ask, I'm just giving you an example. If you go and do a survey and ask 10 drunken people, why do you drink so much day and night? They will say, I drink so much because I have a lot of hurts of the past. And when I drink, I am in a different world. That's why I drink. Former things leading to drunkenness, revelries. Okay, so that is how we see the works that the members of the flesh produces are rooted and birthed from the former things. Are we understanding? Now we are going to something very important. The members or the faculties of the former things. The members of the faculties. Now, what are the former things? What does the former things comprises of? Write it down. The first is the benefits and the comfort it gave to your flesh. The benefit and comfort it gave to your flesh. Second is victories of the past. Victories of the past can be the reason of the defeats in the future. The victories of the past. Stay with me. The third thing is unforgiveness, bitterness through hurts, insults, betrayals of the past. The fourth thing is incidents in your life for which you blame God and hold God responsible. The happenings or incidents in your life for which you still blame God and hold God responsible. The fifth thing is past addictions to pornography, alcohol, committing adultery. That brings pictures back into your mind. Okay. The sixth thing is, I am going fast because we will come to that one by one. The sixth thing is physical and sexual abuse that traumatized your mind and you are dwelling in the same. The seventh thing is failures and defeats that you faced in the past. Failures and defeats that you faced in the past. The eighth thing is perspective of negativity that you developed about people because of the past bitter experience. Perspective of negativity that you developed about people because of the past experiences with other people. And then after that, we will go to the subconscious mind that we don't remember, but still it haunts in our dreams. Okay, hallelujah. Before going to that, can you shout an amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let's start off. This is very important. The former things. The prison of the former things. The first member of the former things is the benefit and comfort it gave to your flesh. What does that mean? The benefit and comfort it gave to your flesh. To look into that, we will go to Numbers chapter number 11. Let's go to Numbers chapter number 11. Numbers chapter number 11, verse number 4 to 6. Numbers chapter number 11, verse number 4 to 6. Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. We remember all this delicious food we had in Egypt. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes." Stop there. Stop there. See, this is the first faculty of the former things. You remember the benefits and the comfort the former things gave to your flesh when you were in the past. And now you are comparing those things to your present and you are saying the old was better. Hallelujah. Remember what Jesus said? I don't remember the scripture, but Jesus said, "No one who has drunk the old wine will drink the new and say that new is good. He will always say the old was better." Remember that scripture? He will always say the old was better because he was so used to the old one. And he rejects the new one. If you are too used to the things or the comfort and the convenience and the way you enjoyed in your past, if you are too used to it and you cherish those memories and you say, "That was better, what is this now?" If I'm too used, I was earning so much and I had a job, what is this now in the ministry? If I'm too used to the past, I am in the prison of the former things. What does it do to you when if I'm telling you, if you are living in the plan of God right now, in the will of God, it is your best life ever you are living in if you are in the plan of God. Reject the comfort and the convenience of the former things. Because if you still cherish those former memories, how fish was free in Egypt, melons were there, cucumbers were there, whatnot, garlic was there, onion was there, but now there is only manna. And that too we have to depend every day. Egypt had a guarantee that we will have food every day. Pharaoh was paying us a salary. But what is this nonsense? Every morning we are uncertain about the next day. We have to come to this God to depend on him every morning. This life, no. That life was better. One of the faculties of the former things that you hold on to the benefits and the comfort it gave to your flesh formerly. Hallelujah. Some men who are married, they talk like that. They say, I was better in a live-in relationship with my girlfriend. Now in this marriage, she is a nagging wife and always praises the old girlfriends. It is destroying their married relationship. Some of the women said, some of the married women say to their husband, "There were many offers or proposals that came. But I don't know why I chose you. It would have been better if I chose that engineer rather than choosing you." Former things. It would have been better. Former things. Are we understanding? What they little that the people of Israel understand that even as they are still holding on to the benefits of the former things of Egypt, it is having a negative impact on their life. What negative impact does it have on their life? First negative impact it is ruining your present. Live in the present and not in the, it is ruining your present life. Second impact it has, it is leading you to depression. It is leading you to depression. They were crying. Literally, they were crying. Why? Because they had an intense craving for the things they had in the past. And now they are not getting those things. They are literally crying. I've been speaking to some young people. Oh, Apostle Rahul, I want to have friends. I want to have friends. In the past, I had friends. Now also, I want to have friends. I said, you are in Christ. And it is a normal symptom that anyone who is in Christ will be crucified to the world and the world crucified to you. You will not be a friend to the world. The Bible says friendship with the world is enmity with God. So why do you want to have friends? Live with God and enjoy His presence. I mean, it would have been different if an old pastor with white hair and white beard would have been counseling you, because he's already in his old age. But look at me. I am a young person. I don't have friends. The few friends I have are people who are about 60 years old. And I call them, I pray with them. Those are the friends. That's it. I know I have no friends in the world. I had those friends. Those contacts are deleted. The former things have been passed away. I am beholding the new things. Christian people, I want to have friends. What nonsense? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Why you want to have friends? Because when I was not in Christ, I have a lot of friends. Now I don't have friends. I feel lonely and what? Oh God, hallelujah. It is leading you to depression. You have to get rid of that former thing. You are liking something which you enjoyed in the past. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Hallelujah. Amen. It leads you to depression. The third thing is very important. It affects marriages. Where a spouse thinks the past relationship with the partner was better than the current one. Yes, it affects marriages. It affects marriages. Where a spouse thinks the past relationship with the partner was better than the current one. The fourth one is it hinders your walk with the Lord. That is what was happening to the people of Israel. Because they were so intensely craving for the garlics, cucumbers, melons, fish of Egypt, they were not able to move ahead with God. The people who craved intensely were destroyed. God said, you want meat? Okay, I will give you meat. But you will eat that meat until it comes out of your nostrils. Be satisfied. Be content with what God is giving you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Maybe when you start to walk with God, your income will drop 100%. It will drop, I am telling you. But behold the new thing. Forget the former thing. Hallelujah. When you start to walk with Christ,
amen.
People will leave you. You will get disconnected. People will start to dislike you. If the world hates me, it will hate you, Jesus said. If the world persecutes me, it will persecute you because you are my servant. But nevertheless, do not fear. Do not be sad. Because I have overcome the world. Yes, your relationships with people will drop down. Zero people with you, standing with you when you come. It happened with me. I'm telling you. At the age of 19, when Jesus encountered me, I lost all my friends. Automatically, I lost all my friends. Because the friends I had were the friends of the world. And as soon as we are born again in the Spirit. The Spirit hates the things of the flesh and the things of the flesh hates the Spirit. So it is separated from each other. Many times I think I gave my testimony. So at the age of 19, as soon as I accepted Christ, I went on the streets with the gospel tracts. And once I was distributing the gospel tracts right in my own area where people know me and people knew how I was. I was distributing gospel tracts to people. So I saw. While I was distributing the gospel tracts, I saw and encountered one of my ex-girlfriends with her new boyfriend on the bike, sitting there on the bike. So the Holy Spirit told me, go and give her the gospel. I said, oh, go and give her the gospel. So I went there and she was so, oh, how are you, Rahul? I said, I came here to give this to you. You know, it's about Jesus. He loves you. Read this. I gave it to the new boyfriend. She wanted to say many things, but nothing was coming out of her mouth. She was shocked. And she was saying, this guy was, who was roaming around with girls, what happened to him? And she kind of was very embarrassed to look at my current life. And I gave the, I am crucified to the world. The former things, I have let it go. I don't hold my status there. I'm ready to be more undignified than this for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let it go. Those benefits. I am telling you, I had a lot of benefits of my former life, but all those things are garbage in front of gaining Christ. That is what Apostle Paul says. I was a Jew of the Jews. I was a Pharisee. I was under the leadership. I was a student of Gamaliel, the best teacher. I had a good standing among the Pharisees. I had a good status, but all these things I count as garbage. I threw it off in order that I may gain Christ. In order that I may gain Christ. So I rejected the benefits that the former life gave me. I rejected. I don't want it. Those things are garbage. Those things are waste. Do we understand that? Yes. Mm-hmm. The first prison, if that is true in your life, you are still in the prison of the former things. The benefits and the comfort the former things gave to your flesh. You have to get rid of it. You have to get rid of it. Let's come to the second important point of the former things. The second important point of the former things are the victories of the past. Many of you don't know it, but let me explain that. Victories of the past can be a reason of your defeat in the present battles. The victories of the past. Turn with me to Judges. Chapter number 16. Judges, chapter number 16. Verse number 20 and 21. Judges, chapter number 16. I want to read many scriptures here. In 16, it's about Samson and Delilah, but we don't have time, so we will read Judges chapter number 16, verse number 20 and 21. And she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." So he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as before," underline that, "I will go out as before at other times," as before at other times, underline that. Samson said, "I will go out as before at other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. Hallelujah. So, you know the story. I will not go into that. Samson and Delilah. Delilah was trying to know the secret of Samson's power. Again and again, she was seducing Samson. And Samson was on the lap of Delilah, enjoying his time with the girlfriend. And there, she was trying to know the secret of his power, but Samson did not. At last, Samson told the secret of his power. And many times, when the Philistines captured Samson, most of the time, every battle in his life, till now, no battle in Samson's life happened that Samson was defeated. None of the battles, he was defeated. None of the battles, he was defeated. And this attack also, when it came upon him, what he taught, as former times, I will get up like the former victories I had in the past. I will just get up and shake myself free. But he did not know the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him. Why? Because he depended on the former victories. Okay. Listen to me. What is the Lord telling us through this? Those who fight their current battles with the experiences of the past and don't depend on the Lord anymore to listen and obey him, become a victim to the devil. If you are fighting the current battle, not by depending on the, for every battle, you need to come to God, listen to him, obey him. But Samson had stopped obeying God because his anointing upon him, the anointing upon him was leading him to win every battle. So he started to depend on the experiences of the past rather than depending on the Lord freshly for his present. So many pastors, what are the negative impacts of this kind of former thing? This former thing can destroy ministries and end the legacy of God's anointing. Many pastors are so used to winning battles without hearing from God because they have seen God work in their life because of the anointing upon them, because of the promises that God gave to them. And they have won, actually. God gave them victory, but they started to depend more upon the anointing rather than every day hearing from God and obeying Him and getting rid of their sins, sexual sins and lust. And so they fight the current battles, even thinking that I have always won like this. And one day, when they depend on their past victories, they see themselves defeated in the present. Why were they defeated in the present? Because they were dependent on their past victories. I mean, I had been preaching and God has done mighty works in my life. I have seen God working from so many years, but I can never ever work for God if I depend on those past works. My sermons, the sermons that I teach, which God gives me, are never the sermons of the past. One thing, some of you have been hearing me from 2-3 years, and you will see that I will never ever repeat a sermon, because I know God speaks new things for every season. Yes. So if I depend, that sermon that I preached about the blood and the water was the best one, I will just depend on it. I cannot depend on the past victory. I have to every day depend on God for His fresh word, because it's an ocean of revelation. How much can I take in? It is not over after 2 years. There is a long way to go. Don't depend on your past victories. I know pastors. I had been listening for 6-7 years, and they preached the same sermon from the first year, second year, third year, fourth year. They have been preaching the same sermon, because sometimes the victories of the past, the achievements of the past, hinder us to go into the future.
It's true.
And we think, that was the best one. I will preach it again. No. It will not work in the same way as it worked in the past. You have to align with God afresh for this season. Victories of the past, even achievements of the past, can be, how I did. Some people have only testimonies of them. God worked like that in my life. God worked. But what about the present? Is God working today? No, that time God worked. No, those are victories in the past. You are thinking about it and getting fascinated. What about your current life? Have you moved ahead? Is something happening with your life? Victories of the past can impact your life if you depend too much on the victories and the achievements of the past. Let it go. There was a time I used to have crusade 1,000 people. What about now? Are you walking in God's ways now? Hallelujah. Are we understanding? The second former things, the faculty of the former things, is the victories of the past. Okay, the third faculty of the former things is the unforgiveness and bitterness through hurts, insults, betrayals of the past. It's unforgiveness, bitterness through hurts, insults, betrayals of the past. Okay, I want to take you to a scripture now. Let's turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter number 6. Second Samuel. Hallelujah. Chapter number 6. Verse number 5-12. Second Samuel. Okay, hold on. Okay, first read 1 Kings chapter number 2. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter number 2 first. We'll read that. 1 Kings chapter number 2, verse number 8-9. First Kings chapter number 2. Verse number 8 to 9. And you see, you have with you Shimei, the son of Gera, a Benjamite from Bahurim, who cursed me with a malicious curse in the day when I went to Mahanaim. But he came down to me. He came down to meet me at the Jordan, and I swore to him by the Lord, saying, I will not put you to death with the sword. Now therefore, do not hold him guiltless, for you are a wise man, and know that you ought to do what you ought to do to him. But bring his hair, gray hair, down to the grave with blood. This is David speaking to his son Solomon before, when he was on his deathbed and he was going to die. And he is telling to Solomon, remember Shimei. Now, to give you a bit of background about Shimei, remember, if you know about Absalom, when David was fleeing from his own son Absalom, because Absalom had taken over the throne of the king, he was fleeing from Absalom. When he was fleeing from Absalom, Shimei was from the family of Saul. And on the way, Shimei came and was throwing stones at David, cursing David, and telling David, David, you are a bloodthirsty man. And because of what you did to the house of Saul, everything, all those curses of your bloodshed has come upon you. So Shimei was a person who was cursing David, insulting David, throwing stones at David. But at that time, David said, Abishai, one of the commander of the army, said, King David, let me kill him. Shut his mouth. But David said, don't kill him. If the Lord allowed him to curse me, let him curse me. But I will not do any harm to him. I let him go. I forgive. I let him go. I just don't want to repay him back. I just let him go. Now this same Shimei came back to David in 2 Samuel chapter number 19. When David was re-established as king and Absalom was killed, this Shimei came back to David in 2 Samuel chapter number 19. 2 Samuel chapter number 19, verse number 18 to 23. Now Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down. The second part of verse number 18. Now Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king when he had crossed the Jordan. Then he said to the king, do not let my lord impute iniquity to me, or remember what wrong your servant did on the day that my lord the king left, when the lord my king left Jerusalem, that the king should take it to heart. For I, your servant, know that I have sinned. Therefore, here I am, the first to come today of all the house of Joseph to go down and meet my lord the king. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, answered and said, shall not Shimei be put to death for this? Because he cursed the Lord's anointed. And David said, what have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah, that you should be adversaries to me today? Shall any man be put to death today in Israel? For do I not know that today I am the king over Israel? Therefore the king said to Shimei, you shall not die. And the king swore to him. So the wrong that Shimei did to David, David said, I swore to you, I will not kill you. You will not die. But when he was going to die, what Shimei did to David, David still held in his heart and told, I swore to him that I will not kill him. But Solomon, you can kill him and take the revenge of what he did to me. Hallelujah. You see that? Forgiveness is not only when you forgive the person. I forgive him at first. I let him go. But are you holding on to that person and what he did to you? And you want to repay that person back. Now you might say, people might ask me, Brother Raul, if David did not forgive a person, David did not forgive a person while he was dying, did David go to hell because he did not forgive the person? No, David did not go to hell. How? Because he did not forgive the person. Because David was not under the new covenant. He was under the old covenant. Go and look at the old covenant. There is no commandment such as that you should forgive people. The forgiveness commandment came when Christ came. And it says, forgive others as Christ forgave you. So Christ set an example of how to forgive people. And then looking at Christ in the new covenant, if on your deathbed, you remember, oh, that person did that to me, you will go to hell. David did not go to hell because he was not under the new covenant. He was under the old covenant. My God. Hallelujah. Do we see that? So David, okay, at first when he was insulting David, David said, let him go. I forgive him. But he, and then when he came to David and said, oh, Lord King, do not put me to death. And David said, I will not put you to death. I make a oath towards you. I swear that I will not put you to death. But when he was dying, you see, when he was dying, he said, Solomon, I swore that I will not put him to death, but you remember what he did to me and you put him to death. Take the revenge. You put him to. Many times when a person is dying, demons come with the former things. The former things are reminded in the mind of the person. One of the former things is bitterness, hurts, insults that people did to that person. Most of the people, before they die, they utter curses and they die. That person should suffer. But when Christ died on the cross, everyone who put him on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them.
Forgive them. They know not what they
do. Why? Because Jesus was not in the prison of former things. When he was dying on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them all. So before he went with the Lord, to be with the Lord, he had to release everyone. He said, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. You see that? Hallelujah. So,
really?
So tonight you have to come out of the former things. This is one of the most impactful and controlling things that people did with us. You cannot wipe out the physical memory of the happenings, but you can let go of the impact and the control it creates on your current life. That a person who tried to kill you and betray you, if he comes in front of you, you are able to smile at him today. Smile. No, don't talk with him. Just smile at him, because I have forgotten it. You know, there is a big controversy about you can forgive, but you cannot forget about it. That is a lie of the devil. I am not saying forgetting about it means you just forget. Oh, who is that person? I don't know you. Not that forgetting, but the impact and the control, that incident, that thought of the past, what he or she did to you, that it creates upon you, you have just let it go. That is a former thing. And it holds you in the prison of the former things. Unforgiveness, bitterness, through hurts, insults, and betrayals of the past. I use this example because a man of God did. I have heard, I don't know if it's true or not, but about men of God who were used mightily. When they were on that deathbed, they were full of bitterness. When they were on their deathbed. I don't know if, but people who were there with them have reported this. So when you are about to die, the demons will try their best with the faculties of the former things in your mind to take you to hell. If you did not overcome the former things, they will try their best with the faculties of the former things that they are able to take you to hell. Let me show you on how dangerous unforgiveness, bitterness is. This is one of the most dangerous former things that can lead a person to hell. Turn with me to Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 12. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 12. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. There is one, the prayer is made, every prayer is made without condition. But this one sentence in the prayer is with condition. He says, Jesus said to pray like this, forgive us our debts. In some version it says, forgive us our trespasses. But what are debts? He's speaking in context to a parable of the debtor. Okay, he says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So, God can forgive you only when you forgive others. There is a condition. Oh, how can you say that? No. We accept Jesus, we will go to heaven. No. God can only forgive you, forgive me when I forgive others. When I forgive others, then only I can receive the forgiveness and the cleansing of my sins so that I can go with the Lord. I can enter heaven. Forgive us our debts as we forgive the debts of others. That means if I don't forgive the debts of others, my debts will not be forgiven. It will stay and it will be counted. Turn with me to Matthew's chapter number 18. Matthew's chapter number 18. Can someone help me read that chapter? Matthew's 18, verse number 21 to 35. 21 to 35. Can someone help me read that? Matthew's 18, verse number 21 to 35.
Talks about forgiveness. Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive him? As many as seven times, Jesus said to him. Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. The parable of the unforgiving servant. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment be made. 25, you said?
Yeah, until 35. Continue, till 35.
So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the Lord of the slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, pay what you owe. Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me, I will pay you. But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their Lord all that had taken place. Then the Lord summoned him and said to him, you wicked slave, I forgave you all the debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I have mercy on you? And in anger, his Lord handed him over to be tortured until he should pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart.
You see that? That is Jesus speaking. So if you do not forgive men their debts, your heavenly Father will also not forgive you. Because you have to look at your heavenly Father, you look at Jesus. And as Christ forgave, you need to forgive people. Mm-hmm. So do we see that? So that is one of the dangerous faculties of the former things, of the hurts, that people, now listen to me, it's, the devil will hunt you, sometimes when you get up from the sleep, sometimes when you are in the flesh, sometimes when you are disturbed, someone you forgave and let him go will again come to you, that bitterness will again come to you, no, he did that with me. So it can hunt you back like David, it can hunt you back. Because the former things always pursues a man to encircle or encapsulate that man back under their covering. That is how the former things are. They are the pursuing spirits. It always wants to keep them inside the prison. So every day you need to remember the word of God. You need to be filled with the word of God every time so that the former things cannot imprison you again with the faculties of the former things. Are we understanding? So this is the third faculty of the former things. The fourth faculty of the former thing is incidents. Now, this is important. Incidents in your life for which you blame God and hold God responsible. Incidents in your life for which you blame God and hold God responsible. Now, I was introduced. I had a ministering session with from with someone who was from England. And that person wanted help. So someone told, please help her. She's going through something. The problem that she had is as if demons would come and torment her mind like this. So I prayed and I asked her, when do the demons torment your mind? She said, the demons come and torment my mind when I remember about my father's death. About my father's death. So I started to pray. And the Lord told me that this woman tried to save her father, fasted and prayed for the father. But still, the father passed away. And then, because she tried, she prayed, she cried out to me, but still the father passed away. She holds me responsible for the father's death. And whenever she remembers about the father's death, she blames me in her heart. And that's why that opens the gates to demons to torment her in such a way.
She blames you, so I mean you're God?
Mm-hmm. So whenever she remembers, because, oh, I fasted, I prayed, but still he died. God, you did not save him. You have to accept the will of God and move on. Can your fasting save someone? You remember David fasted for his child that was going to die because he sinned? Fasted, and then he heard the news. Indirectly, he came to know that the child is dead. And then he caught up and eat. And the servants came to him, David, King David, when the child was dead, you were not eating. But when the child was alive, you were not eating. But now when he is dead, why you are not mourning? David said, because I can't bring him back. It's the will of God. Yes. I can go to him, but he cannot come to me. I don't blame God for it. I know what I have done. I know it's the will of God. But I was trying to fast and pray. Maybe God may change his mind. But since God did not change his mind, I submit to the will of God. I don't blame God for that. Incidents in your life where you still think God is responsible, you blame God. Yes. Incidents in your life. I am telling you, beloved, when you walk with God, I made a covenant with my lips. When I was very young, at the age of 19, 20, when I told God, I will serve you all my life. I told God, God, you break me, you bring insults in my life because I know you want to train me and make me like Jesus. So you do those things with me and I will never ever ask you why, God. I will never ever in my life ask you question why you did that and blame on you and hold you responsible. There is a natural tendency that Christians have. Why God? Why did God do to me this? That is a former thing that you are still holding on of an incident of the past that you are holding on and holding God responsible for it, blaming God for it. Turn with me to Matthew's chapter number 24. Matthew's chapter number 24. Matthew's chapter number 25. Verse number 24 and 25. Matthew's 25. Verse number 24 and 25. Then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. So through some incident or happening, you know, this is the parable of the talents. Remember where the master gave one person, five talents, one person, two talents, one person, one talent and all. And then the person with one talent went and hid the talent. The master came and asked explanation. He said, I know something about you, master. You are a hard man. You are a selfish man. So you gather seed where you have not sown. And you are selfish. So that's why I did not work on your talent. It's like blaming God. God, I know, you know, even if I do start to do this as earlier, it shall not prosper. I tried to do, but it did not happen. So I did not do anything with it. It's a prison of the former thing that you hold God responsible for. See that? Let's look at Jonah chapter number 4. Let's look at Jonah, chapter number 4. Jonah chapter number 4, verse number 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry. So he prayed to the Lord and said, Ah, Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore, I fled previously to Tarshish, for I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm. Therefore, now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die and to live. So, you know the story of Jonah. Jonah is saying to God, you know, Jonah went to preach. When he preached, the people of Nineveh repented, and God said, since they repented, I will not destroy them. So when God said, you did not, I will not destroy them, Jonah got angry for no rhyme or reason. Now, when you study the book of Jonah signifies Jonah as a man who has a roller coaster of emotions, sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes up, sometimes down. And that is how many Christians are. The book of Jonah starts off with Jonah disobeying God, going to Tarshish, taking a ship to Tarshish rather than going to Nineveh. So he, first of all, he disobeyed God. But when he saw the storm and the waves were killing the people in the ship, he felt regretful. And he said, I don't want to, waste your life because of my disobedience. Throw me down. So he repented. He was regretful. So again, he came back to God. He was thrown down to the water, but a big fish swallowed Jonah. When he was in the mouth of the big fish, again he said, Oh God, I praise you. Then he praised God. He said, I will pay my vows to you. Again, his prayer life was revived. And again, he started to praise God and started to say, I will pay my vows to you, God. I will do what you say. His prayer life was again revived. He was saying again to God, I will do your service. I will do your work. And again, when he came out of the fish, God sent him, go and preach. When he preached and when he saw people repented, again, he started to blame God. So sometimes up, sometimes down. Sometimes up, sometimes down. A roller coaster of obedience, disobedience. His emotions were controlling him. The former things were controlling him. He said, that's why I was going to Tarshish, because I know you will change your mind. I did not want to obey you. That's why I was doing like that. He went back to his disobedient life because he was not consistent in the word of God. You see, that is what Jonah is saying. When you start to work for God and there are some difficulties, some challenges, you say, that's why, Lord, I was not serving you in this area. That's why I was not obeying you. You hold God responsible. That is one of the faculties of the former things. That is one of the faculties of the former things where you hold God responsible. Are we understanding? The fifth faculty of the former thing is past addictions to pornography, alcohol, committing adultery. That brings pictures back in your mind, instigating you to continue in it. You might read the Bible today and forget it tomorrow. But the pornographic pictures or something you did sexually, even 10 years back, you will still remember it today. Because that is the former things that reveals and brings back the reality of it to you. The sins of the past can still hunt a person down today because they have still not got rid of the former things. Still not got rid of the former things. Past addictions. People, when you see people smoking cigarettes, once upon a time you were addicted to cigarette. And when you see them standing with the group smoking cigarette, gossiping and laughing, the previous pictures flash back in your mind. The former things come back and said, oh, I was once doing that, you know, enjoying like that. And it tries to pull you. That is the fifth faculty of the former things. Past addictions to pornography, alcohol, committing adultery that bring back those thoughts and memories back to you. Sixth faculty is physical and sexual abuse that has traumatized someone's mind and they are still dwelling in the same. Very difficult to get out of it. Physical and sexual abuse, sometimes for years. Very difficult. one of the sixth faculty of the former things. Seventh faculty of the former things is failures and defeats that you faced in the past that make you insecure to go for it again, and you fear to fail again. Failures and defeats. You know, Moses went to Pharaoh and Pharaoh said no. Moses came and complained, God, why did you send me? Pharaoh is saying no. God said, go again. If you failed and you were defeated, that does not mean you will not have the victory. Go again. And he went again. Brought the word. Again, Pharaoh said no. Again he went. Hallelujah. You see that? Do not be afraid of failures. Do not be afraid of trying. When God has told you that is what he will do, and then when you start to do that work, you fail. Don't give up. Do it again. That failure can become a prison. That failure can become a prison of the former things and say, oh, I don't want to face it again because I failed once. I tried it. I failed once. Try it again. Hallelujah. I remember that is what Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke said. That is how the healing gift operates. By faith, it operates. He was a healing evangelist and he said, if you pray for 99 people, none of them got healed, pray for the 100th person with the same faith and believe that God is the healer. If something was you were not successful in the past, that does not mean you will not succeed in it again. You try it again, go again. Failures and defeats. A prison, a faculty, the seventh faculty of the former things. The eighth faculty of the former thing is perspectives of negativity that you develop about people because of past bitter experiences with other people. If there were 10 people in your life that betrayed you, you start to consider this 11th person that came in your life trying to become my friend will also betray me. You developed a perspective, an assumption about people because of your bitter experiences with people in the past. Do you believe God will send people in your life who will not be like the past people, like the Egyptians? He will send people in your life who will really love and care for you. But sometimes we destroy those relationships because of the former things, and we start to look at them with lenses that was developed from the former experience of the past with other people. That is the eighth faculty of the former things. Ninth faculty of the former things are the former things that we don't remember. Sometimes when you get up from the sleep, a song comes in your mind, a song that you have never heard, but maybe 10 years back, you heard that song, that tune, and it rings in your mind. It is the things that are stored in the subconscious mind that we are not aware of. Sometimes there are dreams that you never thought about, dreams of the past, people of the past, and so many people come to me. Brother, you know what? I had a dream and I saw this person whom I was working with 10 years back in my office. I never thought about the person, but that person came in my dream. Hallelujah. Do we understand that? That is the ninth faculty of the former things. Things of the past. Things of the past that are stored, and the devil, hallelujah, uses it to bring you back in its prison. Do we see that now? So let me come back to what I said about the former things. Former things are the memories of the past stored in the mind, stored in the part of the mind. And sometimes when your mind is set on the things of the flesh, that is of the former things, the devil makes that storage of memories into a thick stronghold that it will use. You might get up from the sleep in the morning with such thoughts of what someone did to you. Or when you are doing something, nowhere, the former things of what happened, the failures that you faced, again, start to come back to you. Oh, I failed in that. I will never succeed, and all such things. Those are coming from the former things. But God says, do not remember the former things, and neither consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. behold, I do a new thing. Now, the question is, how to get out of the prison of former things? How to get out of the prison of former things? This is what the answer the Lord gave me. By beholding the new things of God, the vision of God, God will help you to get out of the former things. By beholding the new things of God. By beholding the new things of God. By beholding a new things of God. Let me take you to a verse in Genesis chapter number 41. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter number 41, verse number 51. Genesis chapter number 41, verse number 51. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God has made me, what? Forget all my toil and all my father's house. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh. Why? Because he said, God has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. He faced a lot in his father's house. He faced a lot of betrayal from his own brothers in his father's house. Even the father misunderstood Joseph a lot. And that means he was remembering the former things. But when Manasseh was born, he said, I forgot. When the new season was birthed, he said, I forgot. What is beholding? He beheld the promise of God. He beheld the new thing that God was doing in his life. Hallelujah. To behold the new thing of God is to love to step into the new season of God and hate the past life and hate and get rid of the former things. Hallelujah. Look at what is laid ahead of you. Don't look at what people did to you. Don't look at what you did in the past. Don't look at what happened to you in the past. Don't look at how you failed in the past. You know, Apostle Paul, the person who is speaking in Philippians, he said, forgetting the things that are behind. You know what kind of things he forgot? He forgot things like he killing Christians, destroying Christian faith. Those are the things he forgot. That is how he became an apostle, because he forgot those things. How he forgot those things? Because he saw the mighty apostolic ministry that God had for him in the future, in front of him. And by looking at that, by working on that, he forgot the old things. Because you just sit like that, because you just waste your time doing things that God does not want you to do. That's why the former thing still has a hold on you. Start to invest your time in the new things. Start to behold the new things. If God said that I will make you a prophet to all nations, get rid of what relationships you had with those girls and which girl betrayed you, and start to invest your time and nurture your prophetic gifts. Spend time in the Bible, get closer to God, start to behold the new things and the assignment that is in front of you rather than dwelling on the past. That is how you will get rid of the former things. If God said, this is what the business I want you to open, this is the business I want you to open, get rid of what you faced in your office and how you were fired from your office, and start to invest and behold the new thing and work on it, forgetting those things, and you will come out of the prison of the former things. Do we understand that? He said, Manasseh, I name him Manasseh, for God has made me forget all the toil and my father's house. Hallelujah. Do we see that? Apostle Paul killed Christians. He was breathing. The Bible says murders and threats. So much he had to forget about it. He never let the guilt or the condemnation of the past of what he did rule his future, rule his present life. Hallelujah. Amen. The memories of the former things practically cannot be wiped away, but the control and impact of it has to be negated. Hallelujah. The memories you cannot forget physically. You cannot forget the incidents. But when those incidents are reminded in your mind, a demonic spirit is involved if it comes to you with a control. a thought that you cannot control, a demonic spirit, because these are the spirits of Egypt, the prison of the former things, who want to keep you back in the past, who want to make you walk in the reverse rather than going forward. You know the reverse walk I told? It's a satanic ritual. And Satan does that. One of the part of the armor in the armor of God is the helmet of salvation. The other parts of the armor, if you consider, they are for the protection for the front side. But the helmet gives you protection on the back side, because there is demons that are chaining your mind to the former things and pulling you back. But tonight you have to come. God wants you to come out of the prison of former things, because God wants you to move ahead with him. And this is what the word he says. Hallelujah. Let's open that verse and then we will pray. Let's open that verse and then we will pray. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 43, verse number 18 and 19. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. This is what the Lord is speaking to some people. If you suffered in the wilderness, hallelujah, from 15, 20 years, if you suffered in the desert and were tormented by the heat of the desert, do not remember the torment. Do not remember what you faced, because God is saying in the same wilderness, he is making a road. But if you remember the former things, oh no, I will suffer in the wilderness. He cannot make a road. You have to behold the new thing he is doing. In the wilderness that you were there for so many years, he is making a highway in the wilderness. He is making rivers to flow in the desert. Hallelujah. It says, the beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, tonight the Lord wants to give you a vision, the vision of the new thing. He wants you to behold the new things. He wants you to behold the new things ahead of you. Forget the former things. Forget what happened in your life. Get rid of the faculties of the former things. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, release deliverance in the life of this people and bring them out of the prison of the former things right now. Bring their minds out of the prison of the former things right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Roboko zabababoko tarabanda raba. Oh, shabrabato roboloko zeventerebe. Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let them get rid of the former things. Apostle Paul, it was so difficult for him, Lord, to get rid of the achievements, of the status, of the things he did, of the bloodshed he performed, Lord, of the way he thought and acted against Christ, Lord. He had to come out and he said, forgetting one thing I do, I forget everything that was behind and I press forward. Oh, Rabam Bontor, I am telling you, any person in your life, in your house or in your friend circle that always calls you and reminds you of your past, get rid of that person. That is a devil that is pulling you into the fog. Get rid of that person right now. I want to tell you, disconnect from that person, beloved. Delete their number from your phone. Oh, lakaboko rabababantiyantaro. God is bringing people out of the prison of the former things. God is bringing out people out of the former things, because he is performing a new thing in your life. Oh, a new thing in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Step into the newness of life. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now you know, whenever those thoughts come, whenever those pictures come, that the sins you did in the past, you have the power of revelation of the word of God just to reject it and say, oh, I hate the adultery I committed. I hate the pornography I watched. Get out, Satan. You cannot use the former sins to hunt me down now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I am out of the prison of former things. I hate the garlic. I hate the fish of Egypt. I long for the manna of God. I long for the food of Canaan now. I don't want the fish of Egypt. I hate the friendship of the world. Now I am satisfied alone in the presence of God. The devil, you cannot hunt me down with the former things in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People who still hold in your heart that God was responsible for something, repent of it. God is not responsible for anything that happened negatively in your life. Repent for it. Submit yourself to God. Submit yourself to God and get rid of that rebellious nature. Give glory to God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to thank you. Because prophetically, I want to say to everyone, hallelujah. Forget the former things and do not consider the things of old. Behold, God is doing a new thing in your life. God is doing a new thing in your life. And I prophesy upon your life that you shall forget the toil and your father's house in Jesus' mighty name.
Oh, amen.
Joseph, can you imagine that, brethren? Joseph had to forget his family for him to step into new season. Are you ready to forget your family? Sometimes, yes, you got to forget your family. His brothers, his father, Joseph had to forget all of them to step into the new season. Sometimes you have to forget about them. Sometimes you have to forget about your own family. It's very difficult, but you have to, because it will be easy for you if you behold the newness of life in front of you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise. I break the hold of satanic ritual of reverse walking in Jesus' name. Whatever ancestors and demons in the realm of the spirit are walking in the reverse way for the people and reversing their life, I break it right now. They will not go backward in Jesus' name. Their life will not go backward in Jesus' mighty name. Raphael TR, you will not move backward. Your cattle shall not decrease. You will multiply financially. Financially, I decree and declare, you will not go backward in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Raphael, your possession shall increase. God shall multiply you greatly. Every person in the Bible, they never decreased, but they increased. It's a lie of the enemy. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you shall not decrease. You shall increase under the authority of the Lord. Make you afraid. Oh, see, it's decreasing. You are moving back. You will never go back in Jesus' name. You will never go back in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Never look back in Jesus' mighty name. In spite of the suffering and the trials, Apostle Paul kept on moving forward in ministry, kept on increasing in the Lord. Oh, yes. The one who walks with the Lord shall always multiply greatly. The cattle shall never decrease. The position shall never decrease. It shall increase in Jesus' name. So we reject the lie of the enemy who wants to pull us backward, who wants to give us a sense, oh, you are decreasing. You are going back to the old things. The old things have passed away. Behold, God has made all things new. I reject your lie, devil, in Jesus' name. I reject your lie, devil, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you, Lord, Father, for opening the hearts and minds of people. We give you all the praise this time, Lord. All the honor, all the glory. And in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let's shout amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you.